Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest says she spends a lot of time working with families to achieve their lifetime financial goals, one of which is education funding for their children and grandchildren. She joins us now by phone to share some best practices for this goal. Laird Green is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Greenville. Laird, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's always great to talk to you.
So back in the day, many years ago when I was in your business, the preferred vehicle for this purpose of saving for kids, grandkids' education was something known as the Uniform Gift to Minors Act. But now we have other choices, don't we?
That's right, Mike. Now you can utilize a 529 plan, which offers lots of great benefits that are not available through other tax-advantaged accounts. So the contributions can grow unlimited and tax-deferred, and the funds that you withdraw for education expenses are tax-free. This plan also allows for a lot of growth and flexibility. There are no annual contribution limits, there are no required minimum distributions, and there are no age restrictions for the 529 plans. And you can also change the beneficiary at any time.
You said completely tax-free. Does that mean state and federal?
Yes.
All right. So what are the requirements? Let's dig a little deeper here.
Well, one way that we have seen clients use this is for maximum growth, utilizing the 529 plan for their children or grandchildren. So you think, oh, this is such a great vehicle. I can use it free for education expenses. But a lot of people don't always think, well, I could use it as a vehicle for long-term growth that might help my child pay for a down payment on a house or start a retirement nest egg.
So they don't have to use it for education.
Correct. If you take it out for purposes besides education, you do pay a 10% penalty and tax on any growth in the account. But if you let that money grow over time for a really long time, then you get the benefit of compounding interest and hopefully a good return, and you come out even better.
So the taxes and the penalties may not hurt you.
That's right.
What are the most common ways that you recommend to fund this particular type of account?
We usually recommend that people give the annual gift tax exclusion amount or an annual lifetime gift. So you can gift the annual gift tax exclusion amount each year, which this year is $18,000 and next year will be $19,000. Or you can gift up to 5 years of the annual gifting in 1 year. So a couple could gift $36,000 to a child's 529 plan starting at their birth. They gave that each year until the child is 18 and the account earned an average return of 6%, then the 529 plan would grow to approximately $1,179,000. So think about it, that plan could fund college. Then while the child is in college, the fund is still growing. Then it could fund a down payment on a house, continue to grow, and then be building a nest egg for the child in retirement.
And so what if the child decides not to go to college, or let's just say decides to head off into a totally other area? Can the parent or grandparent make some changes to this or move this account to somebody else?
They can. That's a great point. So depending on your resources and your goal, you may want to decide to transfer that account from one child to another. You can transfer it to someone else in your family. You can even transfer it to a grandchild, but you want to be careful if you name a beneficiary that's in a lower generation than the current beneficiary, because there might be gift tax consequences.
All right, we have just a minute left. What are some final considerations here?
Yep, I just wanted to mention too, you could make an annual lifetime gift. So 529s do have a cap on the amount of money that you can put in them, and it can be anywhere from $235,000 to $575,000. The South Carolina limit is $540,000, but if you put that much in at one point in time when your child is young, think about the potential growth for that and how that could really set them up well for college, a down payment on a home, and retirement for one child or even multiple children.
Well, Laird, great information as always. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Thanks so much, Mike. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Laird Green is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group. She joined us by phone from her office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.